Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe on a 2-5 the game on this Monday. Hope you're having a great day so far. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Just heard from Brian Callahan and what he had to say in his Monday press conference. Now let's see what John McClain has to say. He joins us on the program presented by Maple Street Biscuits. Wake up to WOW every Monday at 2. And John, the question did come up about Brian Callahan's job, and that is, you know, do you worry about it? Are you constantly looking over your shoulder? He kind of, you know, sloughed it off and said, I can't worry about that stuff. I'm going to coach this team until they tell me I can't do it anymore, which is kind of the answer you expect. But to me, it's not if, it's more when they decide to make the change.
I don't think Amy Adams Strunk would fire Callahan unless Baganzi and Brinker wanted to do it. You know, she's hired them for a reason, put them over personnel. You know, I always tell people they don't want to hear it. Well, if you're going to be bad, be all the way bad. Get another high pick and then trade it to a team that needs a quarterback and you get multiple picks. What they've got to do, and we've talked about this a lot, is show some improvement, and they're not. You know, those wide receivers, they got to get Cam Ward some weapons. I don't know what they paid Ridley, but he hadn't been worth it, of course. Tony Pollard is the best weapon they have other than Cam Ward, but they need to focus everything they have on building around Ward. They let a team. Now, Texans got a good defense, and here people are going, well, it was just the Titans' worst team in the league, but to shut out a team in the NFL, it's hard. First one the Texans had since 2010 when they shut out the Titans. And so it was, as I predicted, low scoring and boring. I predicted 19-16 until they got to the fourth quarter and the Texans actually got into the red zone, scored a touchdown. So, I think you're right. This team, I don't know if the Titans have enough talent to show a lot of improvement. They did play hard. You know, they did do that, but it looks to me like when you are going to be moving into a new stadium and next season, people want to see positive. They want to see hope, but they're going to be paying big money for suites and club seats and everything. They want to get fired up about the Titans. And that's why I think I'm not in favor of saying we're going to hire a big name, but sometimes when you got to sell, you have to do that at Jim Harbaugh if he's available. And it looks to me like, barring a turnaround, especially since neither one of these guys in charge hire Callahan, they'll be in the market for a new coach, and it will be somebody we all think is a big name. You know, maybe Mike Tomlin, they screw up, don't make the playoffs. He were to get fired. We never thought Andy Reid would get fired. Somebody that has a successful track record. It's like the Patriots hiring Vrabel. Vrabel was a big name. It was a perfect fit. So I think that's what they'll do.
So who is the big name in your mind?
Well, I was thinking of, and a friend of mine suggested this last night, and what about John Gruden? John Gruden's very popular. He's a big name. He wants to coach again. The things that he had in his emails they were racial at that point were a really big deal, and now it seems like in our current environment, anybody can say anything they want. And I think Gruden's been smart. He's, you know, he works with Barstool. He's all over the internet. And I always like what comes out of Gruden's mouth because I think he's great. You know, those quarterback sessions he did for ESPN before the draft every year, those were must-see TV. And, you know, he's big in Tennessee. Every time I see in Tennessee, they're talking about at Tennessee. They're talking about, well, if they fire somebody, what about John Gruden? I don't know what y'all think about that. But it would certainly be a high-profile former coach who is well-known everywhere and I think would get the fan base fired up and probably the media. Don't know if Amy Adams Strunk would do that, but they can't, to me, hire another coordinator.
John, you know the Adams family as well as anybody. Do you think John Gruden wants to work for this family?
I think John Gruden wants to work. And I'll tell you guys something. There was a time when Bud was interested in hiring Gruden. I can't remember who the coach was. And he reached out, maybe through an intermediary. And at the time, Gruden, you know, he cost a lot of money to get him. And I think that it just, the stars won't align. Now, just because Bud was interested in hiring him doesn't mean Amy would. And I don't think she'd hire somebody. If Gonzi and Brinker said, no, we shouldn't do that, they'd have to, if they're smart, get on whatever page Amy is on. But I just don't see him hiring another coordinator when you're in the situation they will be in next season, so close to the opening of the new stadium.
John, I know you follow the team, you know, down in Houston, the 0-3. What you saw yesterday from the Titans, was that worse than you expected?
Yes. Yes. I predicted 19-16. I thought it would be a field goal game. And it was for the longest time. You know, if Joey Wide Right had hit his two field goals, we'd had a 6-6 game in the fourth quarter, and either team could have won. And they can't even count on him to kick a field goal. So, yes, the Titans were worse than I thought. And the Texans' defense, their defensive coordinator, Matt Burke, it turned out D'Amico Ryans turned over play-calling duties to him for the first time. Matt used to be a defensive coordinator and call plays in Miami. And so he was fortunate that his first team he went against was the Titans. And now he's going to get the Ravens with Lamar Jackson looking like he's going to be out. So it was total domination, of course. And what's interesting about the Titans to me, they didn't commit a lot of turnovers. It shortened the field. They only had one. That play where Cam Ward's got to get over that sidearm motion that he threw that ricocheted to Derek Stingley Jr. You know, I'm sure they're working on that release angle. I mean, he's not Patrick Mahomes, but Mahomes wasn't doing that when he was a rookie either. And so, the running game was about what I thought. They averaged 4.6 yards a carry, but the passing game, the receivers, boy, it's going to be a long season for Cam Ward with that group of receivers that he's got.
What did you think of his comments after the game? He said, quote, we ass.
I'll do a weekly show here since you said it. And they asked me things. Is it ass or not ass? And I always have a problem. And they had took an over under on how many times I'd use the word. So I would go, it is or it isn't. Well, that's what they wanted. I texted them this morning. I said, you guys have Cam Ward on your show last week? Because when I saw him, he sounded exactly like both of you.
Well,
I think that's frustration. And you know what? What Titan found out there wouldn't say, you know what? He's right.
Right. And yeah. I appreciated the honesty. Like, I he's the quarterback. I don't care if he's played four games or 40. I want him to be honest. He was asked an honest question and gave an honest answer.
Yeah, I think you guys can see the guy. Cam Ward has a chance to be a star, but you can't be a star without players around you. He's got to have a really good receiver like Nico Collins, who had to introduce himself to Snead, of course. And you've got to have a running game, which they have. But in a close game, now the Texans totally control the ball, because I think if the Titans had the ball more, they would have run it more, and they ran it well. When they did, they just didn't have the ball enough. And so it's going to be a long season, but keep thinking, draft, draft, draft.
We'll have more with John McClain coming up next, presented by Maple Street Biscuits. Wake up to WOW. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday, continuing our discussion with John McClain, presented by Maple Street Biscuits. Wake up to WOW. John, you have a lot of pull in the NFL. Can you get rid of this 10-minute overtime thing and ties?
I would have never let them go to 10. I remember when Rich McKay, chairman of the competition committee, announced that at the spring meetings in March. Nobody was for it. They thought the games were lasting too long. If you're in overtime, what, are people bored? Are they going to get up and walk out? Hell no, they're not. They're not going to change the channel. They're not going to do anything. So I think it's ridiculous. Now, this is too early in the year for them to consider changing it. But if you get a high-profile teams like this, the Cowboys and the Packers, to have this to them later in the year, that's when it gets the attention and they consider those rules changes. Nobody likes it. And I think it's ridiculous to go to it. Change it back.
I agree. But I also think, and the compromise would be go to a full quarter. I like the new rule of both teams get a chance. I got no issues there. But a pro game, in my mind, should never end in a tie. And last night was such a fun game to watch. You're on national television. And, I hated to see it end the way that it ended.
Everybody did. I'll guarantee you Roger Goodell didn't like it. Nobody liked it.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, talking to John McClain, the Chase and Big Joe Show. John, Brian Callahan talked about Jeffrey Simmons, how great he's playing. You saw him firsthand yesterday. Your thoughts on Jeffrey Simmons?
Well, he must have lined up in the backfield. That's the only way you can explain the sack he had, because he got to Stroud quicker than any pass rusher since Next Gen Stats has been recording statistics like that. Now, he was unblocked, too, because they made a mental mistake, and I'm surprised he wasn't able to do that more, but they doubled him after that. Should have been doing it from the get-go, but it was an amazing play.
I mean, and now the thing is, do you trade this guy? You saw the team, how bad it is. You get assets for him. I mean, do you do him a favor and let him go to a winner? This conundrum you got now with Simmons will drive you crazy of what you should do with him.
I think when you're rebuilding the way they are, they should seriously consider trading him, and the team thinks it's an interior defensive lineman away from getting to the Super Bowl or the playoffs, and get more than one team involved so you can max out.
Oh, absolutely. John, by the way, if you're planning on attending the Titans versus the Cardinals this week in Arizona, the tickets are $21. It's the lowest in the NFL right now. Tickets are $21. John, this team's got to go on the road for two more games. This Cardinal team, not bad. They're not great, but they're a lot better than we saw last year. This team's not bad.
Well, didn't they win 8 games last year? Yeah, I don't see them winning more than that. That division's nothing special. 49ers, they've got injuries. They got the easiest schedule. They beat Seattle in that first game, but I don't think they're making the playoffs. The Rams are the best. Seattle's second best. Arizona be battling 49ers for last place. But it's a great place to visit. And when you can get a ticket so cheap, can you imagine what some of these tickets are going to be? You might be getting them for change, loose change, by the end of the season.
John McClain is with us. Are the Chiefs back?
They look great. Mahomes look great. They took advantage of an injured team. But, that division, Chargers, everybody's talking about Chargers going to the Super Bowl. Then they get beat by the Giants and a rookie quarterback in Jackson Dart. And Denver's not been playing nearly as well as last year. Its defense is not playing well. Raiders just lost again. I think the Chiefs will win the division, get a home game. Nobody will want to play them. But I don't see him getting back to the Super Bowl, because my Super Bowl pick of Buffalo and Detroit's looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, the Bills at 4-0. I mean, they look like they're legit. But what do you think about Mike Vrabel and the Patriots? They're 2-2, but seems like that team is showing some improvement.
Well, they should show improvement. They've got a good head coach, and they've got a good second-year quarterback. I don't think they're going to the playoffs or anything like that, but that's an example of giving your fans hope. You got a quarterback, and they had more cap dollars than any team in the league last year, and they spent it on both sides of the ball, but especially on offense to help their rookie quarterback, Drake May, who's going into his second season, and that's what any team that has a quarterback they consider the franchise quarterback, they can't worry about defense. You know, you got to win games by taking care of your biggest investment.
I'll tell you this, John. The team that I love right now, and I know they lost yesterday, but I absolutely love to watch them, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, they played without Mike Evans, and the ball was tipped and intercepted in the end zone. It looked like they shouldn't have thrown that play on first down, but they're close, and they've almost beaten the Eagles. It's amazing what the Eagles are doing. Without Saquon Barkley playing like he did last year, even coming close to it, maybe he's waiting till the weather gets colder and they're preserving it.
John, I did not have Jacksonville at 3-1 right now. That's a big win on the road against the 49ers. John, what's Jacksonville? What are they doing so well?
They were lucky to beat the Texans. They did everything they could to let the Texans win that game. And the Texans committed two turnovers in the fourth quarter, both in Jacksonville's end of the field. The 49ers are not very good, and they're injured, but they're still tied for first place with the Colts. But right now, even though they're 3-1, I guess it's because the game I saw, it just didn't impress me like it would if they were, I think, a better team.
John, the Texans had a trade today. I'm not used to all these in-season trades. Why was that trade important for the Browns, and why did the Texans say, okay?
Well, Cam Robinson, who they had paid $14 million, got him on a signing bonus, and he couldn't start. He lost his job to rookie Ariante Ursery, who played well yesterday in a bounce-back game. And then they got a second-round pick at tackle from last year, and then their other Titus Howard, who was a first-round pick in 19. So those are the three. Now, they only got a six. Nick Caserio loves to compile six-round draft choices. The Browns were desperate, and that's why they made that deal.
John, does the NFL hate us with a doubleheader tonight that features the Jets and Dolphins and then the Bengals without Joe Burrow and the Broncos?
You know what? Back when the schedule was made, it looked pretty good. I feel bad for them when you think, okay, you had Bo Nix, the best defense in the league. You had who else is playing tonight? I forgot.
Jets and Dolphins?
Yeah.
The Dolphins, you thought they would be high scoring. And then the Bengals, Joe Burrow, they were a Super Bowl contender.
Do you think if Miami loses tonight, so the Jets or Dolphins, one of them, unless there's a tie, is going to get their first win. Do you think if Miami loses tonight, go 0-4, that it's kind of the same boat as the Titans? It's not if, but when?
No, they got more talent. I read a story earlier before I came on with you from one of the reporters saying they were going to show more exercise, more patience, because they think they're good enough to win some games, and they do have a whole lot more talent than the Titans have.
Okay, so is the Tua's the problem then?
Tua's not playing well. They got injuries. Their defense is not playing well. You know, Tyreek Hill is not the weapon he's been. And so they're just – some of the problems they got are not Mike McDaniel issues.
I'd be curious if they do a move similar to what the Titans did when they acquired Ryan Tannehill and try and find that bridge quarterback before – because I agree, they do have talent before they, you know, go and address it through the draft.
You talking about the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're getting a quarterback. They pay Tua too much money. It'd be too costly to get rid of him. And I think they're stuck with him for a while.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. John, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Guys, my pleasure. Thank you very much as always.
John McClain joins us every Monday at 2, presented by Maple Street Biscuits. Wake up to WOW. We will get back into the Titans and the reaction you heard from Brian Callahan earlier today, including he was asked about his job, if he worries about that at all. We'll talk about that and much more coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.